Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Ireland welcomes the delegation of Vanuatu and thanks it for its presentation today. Ireland acknowledges Vanuatu's efforts to advance human rights domestically and notes progress made since the last UPR cycle, including progress made to ensure that climate change and disaster risk reduction policies, projects and governance mechanisms are gender responsive. We also recognise Vanuatu plays a key role in the intergovernmental efforts on combating climate change. Ireland, however, is concerned by the high rates of violence against women and girls and by reports of threats to journalists and enforcement of criminal libel laws, which are limiting the freedom of expression. Ireland recommends Vanuatu. First, adopt comprehensive measures to combat domestic violence, including a no-drop policy and to ensure that all cases are properly investigated, and provision of training on human rights and gender-responsive treatment to police, prosecutors, judges and lawyers. Second, ratify the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights. And third, take steps to ensure that the Penal Code includes comprehensive provisions to penalise the abduction of and trafficking in children. We wish Vanuatu every success in this UPR cycle. Thank you.
I thank distinguished delegates.